It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare's Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
This is brought to you by my son, Angel!
Watch this, or listen.
People are going to love that.
The very first thing you
get Lily off. She's always just screaming. Get her off.
She's my wife.
What? Shut it.
That chick just there for sound effects or what?
Dude, at 6 a.m. in the morning, someone's volume is going to be full blown.
We're sorry.
Gotcha. Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys. My name is O'Shea, and I work with the Ninjas or Butterflies crew here at Sunday Cool. Now, if you don't mind, I would like you to imagine something with me. Imagine you're in a meadow. It's almost sunset. The sky is full of the most beautiful colors you've ever seen. You hear what sounds like the whispers of love in the air.
Love.
You look around, and surrounding you are thousands of people. All these people are hugging each other, laughing, smiling, living life in its purest form. You see dudes giving high fives, children playing tug of war, families treasuring one another. Now open your eyes. I want to ask you a question. What were they wearing? You're right. They were wearing shirts. And guess who made those shirts?
We did. Here at Sunday Cool.
So if you want to be happy and want the war to end, order custom shirts through Sunday Cool. SundayCool.com. Let's go ahead and end this war together.
Oh, io manca male si da tutte farò mi salò la yama li fallo.
Good pick me up?
Pick me up! Oh, we're smelling salts.
Oh, I felt that in the back of my eye. Oh, that was way too... Oh.
Oh.
Dude, that was so intense. How was that?
Let me see. Oh.
Get a good whiff. Oh, that hurts my head.
Well, now I don't want it.
No, you have to. I just got way too close. Oh, dude. It's so... I shook it, too. I think that was probably key.
Ow! What the? Why is it stronger?
Are you joking?
No.
It is... Dude, it's ruined my whole side of my face right now.
Why is it strong? Did you put water in it or something?
No, I haven't touched it. I shook it up like crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
That's oh. The last episode. Fart reaction was me hitting it last week.
Holy smokes.
Yep, that'll do it. No, that's intentional. That's per
Hello?
The per
I think yours is down too.
Viewer's request.
Hello?
Ugh.
There we go.
Hello?
Just make sure not to make that annoying sound anymore, okay?
Hello?
That annoying sound that you make sometimes.
What is it?
Ah, see? It's just when you do that.
You okay?
I'm joking. You know, the smelling salts really did mess my eye up or something. That was intense.
It's super red.
It was crazy, dude. I literally, like, it was like a piercing pain.
You just got pink eye from the smelling salts.
Yep. There's farts in it.
Oh, your eye is super red.
I think it's, I know,
it's only that eye, right?
Pop out of your head, dude.
Well, maybe because you're rubbing it, but.
Yeah, possibly. Ooh. Now get me go. It worked. It worked. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I can't see anymore.
Do you mind telling my headphone stand just want nuts, please?
I was like, what's that dripping down my face?
That
like
is it was better.
It was just a tear.
Am I
bleeding?
Am I bleeding? Oh, no. I'm just crying.
Just crying so hard.
Ooh. Oh. Oh. Oh, Lord. Oh.
Lord have mercy.
Help.
Somebody help me.
Somebody help me now. What's your vibe?
Good.
What's the vibe?
Hey, babe, what's the vibe?
Babe, you're really not matching my vibe right now.
Hey, babe, what's the vibe?
It's just a millennial elder. It's a millennial, just abusive husband.
Yo, speaking of abusive husbands.
You're killing my vibe. Oh, snap. What'd you know about him?
No, I'm talking about Fargo. Did you watch it yet?
No, I started it today, though.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I'm one episode in. I went season five because it's, you could just step in anywhere, right? Any season?
Yeah.
They're standalone, so I'm starting number five. And
dude,
and
buckle up.
It seems intense.
There's
kind of some horror vibes in it, too, which yeah. I love.
I'm telling you right now, Andy, I've never seen anything scarier in my entire life.
You're kidding.
It's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
You don't have to convince me.
I don't agree.
No? What's the scariest movie you've ever seen in your life?
Barbarian.
I'm so glad it's recent.
Yeah.
That one was pretty intense.
Yes.
Yes, it was. I started watching a movie last night called Bone Tomahawk, and it's on Netflix, and it's Kurt Russell and Patrick Wilson, and it's literally just Old West, and there's a colony of cannibals that live in the woods and in the mountains. And it's good because, like, it's a real life Western.
Sounds good.
Kurt Russell's the sheriff. It's super dope. But then apparently there's a pretty gruesome scene in it as far as cannibals
go.
What?
So. I would have never thought.
I know. It's so shocking.
You're telling me there's a gruesome part in this movie about cannibals? What the?
Who the?
Can I just ruin?
I wouldn't even put that together.
Did they mess?
Hold on. Wait.
Did they mess up on the editing? Did they accidentally slip it in?
You're talking about cannibals that, like, eat people? And there's a gruesome part in that?
Wait, I must be understanding this wrong.
Hold on.
If you came here for commentary on global events and, you know, current events, consider this is how we start.
Yeah, this is, you might as well turn away now. Take that.
Can I ruin something for you there real quick? Because my bubble was burst. So we
finished.
I already
told him.
Based on a true story thing?
Yeah. We stayed up till 1 a.m. last night finishing the show. And. Yeah. You know, I'm laying in bed and I'm Googling who was the real Roy Tillman? Who was the real this? It's not a true story.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's based on, like, inspired by something, but they've just obviously taken a ton of liberties and
the
just
guy
built
said
their own
it's
story.
Completely made up.
Really?
Completely made up.
Yeah.
And that true story comment, I guess, is like a nod to the movie Fargo that was made in like the 80s or whatever. They said something like that, and it was, it's a joke.
Yeah, it's an ongoing.
It's like dumb, though. The whole time I've been going around telling people, did you know this happened in 2019?
Oh, yeah, sure I did.
And every time something crazy happens, I go, this didn't happen. This is not real. I'm like blown away by the fact.
But it is, though, you keep telling yourself. That's what's so crazy about it.
Not true. And I just don't get that joke. I don't get the joke. Maybe because I'm bitter.
I think it is just kind of a nod to the original, what made him. I don't know. Dude, this is so funny. It's not funny. I felt bad in the moment, but it's funny now because he's okay. But we put him in a trunk for one of the videos for Sunday Cool today.
I have the clip.
And there's literally a part where he's like, because he had been filming me and I had been shutting it, and he adjusted to make him look like a hostage. And so he was in a different position. And so I do the scene and I slam the door shut. The metal bar just swung right to his forehead.
So with all the force that he's like slamming the trunk, it's the metal direct to forehead.
I felt so bad. I literally heard there was some resistance. I was like, oh no.
And that's how Andrew died.
Did he get the cut? Did he record it? Dang it.
You want a song?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I won. Yes, I want a song. Sing me
a song. Yes, Harry, I want a song.
Sing me a song, please.
Your piano man.
Sing me a song, Harry Potter. Harry Potter, are you the one that put your name in the song?
I don't know.
Did you put the song in the Goblet of Fire?
Harry Potter, did you put your song in the Goblet of Fire?
Yes, I'm sorry, Dumbledore. I didn't mean to.
No, it wasn't me.
I promise.
It wasn't. That's pretty good. It was a friend.
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
There's so many good lines in the first movie. 36. But last year I had 37.
Don't. Are you ready?
Ready.
I don't even know if I'm seeing straight.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
You teased us. Oh. Everyone was on the edge of their seats.
Waking up, tummy feeling sicky. Got a little craving, feeling kind of picky. So I get up, go to take a shower. Look at my phone and see I got no power. I wash myself, get dry and ready for the day. Hop in my car and I'm starting to drive away. What of you sitting the drive-thru at Taco Bell? What am I gonna chew? One chalupa, make it all a super. Large all the way, can I have a grouper? Steak quesadillas and an order of nacho fries. The only way to survive. Taco Bell is life to me. Eat while driving through the streets. Taco Bell is all I need. Cheese just fell down on my knee. Ow, ow. I just eat it, then I start to feel it. Bubble gut starts, then no one can conceal it. I pull over, knocking on the door. Let me use the bathroom, I'll say it once more. I see a man step out, begin to refuse. His name was Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, baby, I need you. Use your toilet for my poo. Tom Cruise, help me, I'm on my knees. The poo is coming, help me, please, please, please. He let me in, feeling kind of frantic. Said, follow me, got a potty in the attic. You can use it on one condition. All you gotta do is share my one vision. What he was asking was for me to join his cult. I had no one to console. So I chose Tom Cruise, baby, I will be joining Scientology. All you say is what I'll do. Now please let me just go.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Landed on the wrong note.
That's Zola, that's Zola's new favorite dance move. She just puts her head down. She's
cute.
Jane does this.
That's all you can do at that moment. Feeling the groove.
Wow.
Feeling the groove.
I have a feeling that one will get flagged.
For sure.
I'm done at saying that, dude. I don't think there are any.
But every time I said that, it hasn't gotten flagged.
Ooh, you have to say that.
So I think that song is going to get flagged. And if it does, Patreon or Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, we'll probably drop that one on Spotify.
Taco Bell and Tom Cruise and Scientology all in one.
It's pretty good. I knew you'd like it. I was trying to think of like one, because we were trying to think of one obscure celebrity to go like, you have to poop at a mansion of celebrity. And I'm like, Tom Cruise, and it worked perfect with Scientology.
It was perfect.
Also, when every time we practiced the song, you always said, I wash my hands, get dry, and get ready. But this one time, you actually wrote what was written down, which I wash myself.
Oh.
Yeah, so you changed it up on me. I didn't think you were going to do that.
I'm just full of surprises.
You are. Every turn, there's a new one. Don't do that.
Oh, I won't do that, but I will do this. Everyone what? Be quiet. There's a lot happening out there in the world right now. A lot of things that cannot be explained. Some things that can be. But the things that can't be explained are the things that we need to figure out and answer today. So today's question, sent in by a viewer. Should we fear UFOs? Should we fear UFOs?
I really feel like I need to think about this for a second.
Yeah, I mean, while you're thinking about it, let's just have Lily answer.
Yeah, because, she's always got great answers.
You guys are making a habit out of skipping everybody.
No.
I have not seen.
We just respect you.
Most of the time, we're always on the same page as guys because we work together every single day.
Pretty much, yeah.
But we don't want you to feel ganged up on and felt pressured. And we want you to have this unbiased opinion, yes or no.
And technically, she is our guest on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Our guest that never leaves.
Yeah. Even though we ask.
Even though we've said we should get somebody else, she still comes every
week. Hold on.
So the question, Lil, I don't know why you're getting so upset right now. The question is, should we fear UFOs?
Yes.
Okay.
Trying to understand that right now.
You said you weren't going to gang up on me, so don't gang up on me.
We're really trying.
We're trying our hardest, Lil, because obviously UFOs means unifying friendships overseas.
Obviously.
And why would we fear that? I would think that we'd want to embrace that.
Yeah.
Unifying friendships overseas?
Yeah.
Do you know what that does, Lil? That fortifies our society and our cultures across the oceans. So there probably won't even be war.
It's one step toward peace.
One step towards peace.
Are you an advocate for dissension?
It seems like she's an advocate for dissension.
It really does.
And I don't even know why you think that we should fear that. I think you want to embrace enemies as your enemies.
It sounds like she's a socialist or some type of, I don't know, maybe wants a dictator or something. I don't know.
Ew.
It's kind of gross.
Ew.
I know.
Ew.
I know.
Watch it.
No, you watch it. You watch it, Lil. This is so disheartening. You come in here every week. You come in here every week. And I thought I knew you. But it turns out I don't. Turns out you want to have enemies all over.
All over.
All over. Ew.
Take it easy.
So you guys heard it here first. Lily doesn't want friendships growing all across this world that would ultimately bring in peace. She just wants enemies. Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
I said empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas are dead.
Ew!
You guys.
Ew!
So funny. Hey, but that's just what we do here.
Yeah, that's just what we do.
Our butterfly. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 105.
UFOs.
UAPs.
California.
Chicago.
Wow.
I thought it was a game.
The UFOs in California, baby.
What's happening? There's new ones?
The ones that look like the ones that look like
cop
lights?
Cars. Yeah.
No, show me.
Are you joking?
I thought I showed you.
No.
Oh,
I haven't seen it.
I showed your dad.
You showed your work wife.
I showed your dad.
He didn't show me, and I'm just upset, if not more, than you. Okay?
I definitely sent it to you and Andrew, I thought.
I'm sorry, I'm getting upset. I didn't mean to yell. I didn't mean to raise my voice. I apologize to everybody.
Andy prioritizes a lot of things above our group chat.
We can't play audio because there is foul language.
It's not too much. I can bleep it.
Would you swear if you saw a UFO?
Never.
That vocabulary is not at the tip of my tongue. So,
I think I would probably swear in a different language, but not on purpose.
I would say like, "Wow!" That's my reaction.
Before you were like, "What is that? What is that? What's that? What's that? What's that?"
Relax.
Like a what the flip?
What the flip? Is that a flipping UFO?
Oh, there's also.
Hey, did you guys just cuss?
We did.
No.
I've never cussed in my life.
Okay, can we, before you open that?
Are we addressing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that commented that you said the F word.
It was two episodes.
If we know anything about Andy.
Two episodes ago. We've already done this.
We know anything about Andy.
On Patreon. We talk about it on Patreon.
Josh, finish.
It's okay.
We know the one thing we know about Andy. Is when he gets excited.
Yeah.
He sometimes jumbles up his words.
I can't speak well.
And so if you watch your mouth, you say freak.
I think I was trying to say flip and freak, and then that's just what happens.
I've also never in your entire relationship with us, what have you been here, 6 years?
Oh, five, yeah.
Have ever heard you say that word that they think that you said.
I've tried.
Are you ready?
I tried to get him to say it.
Are you ready?
I said, Andy, say it.
And you're like, no. No.
I'll say it on our last episode.
All right.
But the last thing, we'll just cut it off right in the middle of it. I would never. And I apologize if people got upset, but if you just go back, if it like it was ever a slip up, we probably would
cut it
or bleep it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because we know that this is a good show.
Yeah, I went back and I watched
it.
And
we
I was
hide
like,
all the bad stuff about us. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not close.
This is a 4-hour podcast, but we have to edit it down to an hour and a half because we're just so
vulgar
and crass. Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, open your phones, please.
Yes, sir. Aye, sir.
All right, clicking it. 1, 2, 3.
Wait, but my phone's not as fast as you guys, so chill out.
I'll pause it.
It doesn't matter. Like it's okay. It'll be silent anyways.
You're not gonna plug in?
Whoa.
Not for this, just because the cussing.
What the heck?
Dude, this is just like the New Mexico ones back in the 90s.
Yeah, the big was, Arizona.
Arizona. Yeah, dude, that one was crazy.
The Phoenix lights or whatever.
Yeah, dude.
Somebody weird. It's a drone show.
It's not.
Whoa.
So yeah, it was seen in Palmdale, Lancaster, and L.A., California. But you saw that one that, like, dove?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they got so many reports. Like, the cops were just getting calls. And so they had to open an official investigation.
Mm-hmm.
But then since that, if you try to Google UFOs in Palmdale, Lancaster, L.A., you won't find anything.
Really?
Or the videos, nothing.
It's Dude, like, how do they scrub things so fast? Okay.
I was doing a little digging, and this is from Newsweek talking about the UFOs. And they said, this is a quote from them. They said, the military has a site in Palmdale with Edwards Air Force Base, while defense technology firm Lockheed Martin's development division, Skunk Works, is also located there in Palmdale. So their Skunk Works, that's like their secret technology.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So they're just probably testing things, right?
Yeah. But everyone's just like, what is that?
Yeah. No one's telling us what it is. So it's like, you could just, I don't know. Because you probably don't want people videoing it and then uploading like, hey, look at the new military's thing. Like if you confirm it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's scary.
I mean,
that'd be so terrifying walking out at night, seeing something that massive.
Yeah.
Flying around at like angles and stuff, dude.
And
yeah.
Stuff.
Oof.
So
I want one.
I always wonder if they're like working on cloaking. Because they're like, let's just go fly it over and see if people report it. And they're like, dang it.
Yeah. I mean, like, have you seen those skyscrapers that have the cloaking devices too? Like, they reflect what's happening on the other one. So it literally just looks a see-through.
It's weird.
Yeah, dude.
Well, we talked about the...
it's a plane.
Yeah, what was it called?
I forget, but
Pegasus. Pegasus something.
Yeah.
But how it projects the sky above it, below it.
Pegasus. More like Megasus.
Oh!
Dang.
Shoot.
What?
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. That's I find that stuff so fascinating. I really wish we could have like, you know how Apple does like their big like presentation of like, hey, look at the new stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like if the government did that and we're all just able to go to like to a football field or something and they just showcase what they're working on.
Dude, Tony,
I'd be totally down.
Tony Stark style.
I'd be so down for that, man. Like that'd be like such a blast to learn about what we have going on. Have everyone sign NDAs.
Mm-hmm.
So if it does get leaked out, they have to be prosecuted.
Yeah.
You have to sign up for it. That'd be fun.
Speaking of UFOs though.
Yeah.
We were talking about crop circles last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
On and off.
I started listening to a podcast with old Joey Rowe.
Oh yeah. Papa Rogan.
And it was this author who had written a book about how the Nazis were like experimental in like LSD and obviously meth because the Blitzkrieg and all that. But he said something fascinating that I never really knew. He said true LSD is not a chemical, like it's not a man-made thing. He said it was actually derived from mold that grows on wheat and grain.
Barf.
Yeah. And so like he said, like back in the day, especially in Europe when they would make bread, and it had this mold on it, people would be tripping. Yeah. Like, and then some would die because it would get too much. And so they found this out. And so, like, there's a part of, I think, France or something, to where they ended up going to the farmers and being like, grow all this wheat, but let it mold because they want to start producing LSD.
Oh, my goodness.
But then that made me think, we've talked about it before, of like, LSD and DMT, all that stuff, like accessing that part of your brain that could potentially see the realm that is beyond ours.
Another dimension.
And then I thought about crop circles, of how they are in wheat and grain fields.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if that has any connection. It probably doesn't. But
yeah, that's super interesting though. Cause like, what if they're trying to harvest something or.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Man. I don't know.
Yeah. That's super crazy.
What do aliens want with LSD?
Maybe to grow it to where you think of like the fallen angels, how they taught root cutting and all that stuff.
What if what if that's how they're able to communicate with their leaders, you know? Like if there are physical people on this earth, but they need to speak to a spirit.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how they access that portal or, you know, that dimension.
It's like, their early 2000 cell phone minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Dang, I'm low on.
I know that's
low on grain right now.
It's a huge stretch, but I just found it super interesting that LSD is from mold that grows on wheat.
Yeah,
and grain.
Now all I can think about is just like this little granny that banked a loaf of bread and didn't know that it was too old and is now freaking out.
Yeah,
but we're talking about crop circles, and that reel got released, and a lot of people are like anti crop circles and stuff. But one of the things that I showed Josh, and Josh had seen it before, but like there was this newspaper, basically, it was like this article that was written in the 17th century, because apparently they were having UFOs or crop circles showing up in their town. This is in the 17th century, and so they drew something. They felt it was very demonic or demon something, because the animation that they drew was literally Satan with a sickle, whatever.
Yeah.
And cutting through the wheat and everything like that. So it's just like, it's been around for a long time. Every country, every continent.
Yeah.
And it's just wild to me.
What do you mean you got some feedback that people are anti-crop circles?
Well, people just like instantly doubt dismiss them. They just like, it sounds crazy or whatever.
Oh, who?
Yeah, I mean, I used to.
who could this possibly be?
You!
You are those people!
I don't know. I was kind of blown away at some of the facts you gave me. The fact that it's not cut, it's bent, that's really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, we have materials that can do that, though. Like the machine that has a big round thing on it.
But you think there's a absolutely massive one that was found right across the road from Stonehenge.
Crazy.
They have 24/7 security.
Wow.
And no one. And it happened overnight. No one, all the security, not one person. I mean, you would have to have massive amount of people or a big stinking contraption to make that happen, especially in the night. Like, how do you get those perfect circles with exact geometrical shapes and all these things?
Yeah, and the crop circles.
It's a language, yeah.
They like test positive for like a ton of radiation too.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
And there's even this one that people say it's fake, but there's no proof that it is or not. And it's literally the face of what looks like to be an alien. It was in the reel that we did. But let me see if I can get a screenshot of it. But there's a thing right next to it that's a binary code. And that's what they got the message from, where like it was that full message of like, look to the stars, like the answers are out there, believe is in the center. But it was all binary code. And so they literally just looked at it. They're like, oh, that looks binary. And then boom, they entered all the information in and then it gave them that message.
Here's super a crazy idea.
Yeah.
What if Sputnik?
The satellite? Russian satellite?
Or some kind of satellite is up and just beaming a microwave at a field of wheat to control us with ideas.
That seems like more of a stretch somehow.
Than there being aliens?
But how do you explain the ones in the previous life?
Yeah, before satellites or space travel.
Yeah, generations.
Yeah, explain that, Lil.
Explain that, Lil.
Sounds like your argument's falling apart.
Were you there?
Have you ever seen Signs? I mean, they had pretty good footage of that, so.
Yeah. Also, speaking of California.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
No!
August 10th.
Yeah.
Something washed ashore.
Yep.
In California.
The Doomsday Fish.
Or? Fish.
Deep sea ore.
Happen again. You called it. You called it last episode.
I thought it was going to go to Japan, though.
Yeah, she did say Japan.
Japan's literally right next to California.
That's true.
There's nothing in between. It's ocean, baby.
Yeah, so we got...
Is that true?
It's right there.
The same week, we get this deep sea ore fish, doomsday fish, washing up California. I think they said the last time that happened was like over 100 years ago.
Okay.
What happened 100 years ago?
That's a good question.
Don't ask.
And then we had all those UFO sightings. I don't know, man. Okay, yes, last time it happened. Well, it says only 20 oar fish have washed up in California since 1901. When was a really bigger? Oh, here we go. I should have just read this article. The California oar fish was indeed found just 2 days before a 4.4 earthquake struck the region that rattled LA. That's interesting. Okay.
All right. We're figuring out.
That's adding up. Okay.
Things are here.
Isn't that so weird, though?
Yeah, it seems strange because just this week also in Mexico, do you see that pyramid collapsed?
Yeah.
What? Why?
A over 1,000-year-old, not Aztec, it's a different colony or tribe or whatever.
Inca.
Nope. Starts with P. I can't figure out how to pronounce it. I don't want to butcher it. But literally a 1,000-year-old pyramid crumbling.
Yeah, this one
side. They had some rain and stuff, but it's like 1,000 years. And so they're all... Everyone in that area is taking it as a bad omen. Like it is 100% they think it's a sign of something that's come to come. So
yeah,
I'm going to go back and rebuild it. They're going to be like, no, please don't touch it. Guys, I'm here to help.
I'm fixing the omen.
It's okay. You're welcome. I will help you.
Yeah. So who knows what's going
to
happen?
Hey, a lot of stuff has happened in the world. It's coming to an end, but what can you do about it?
You can't do nothing.
All you can do is joke.
Let's go to lunch.
Joke, have fun.
Have a good time. Don't cry.
Don't cry. Don't
Please
cry.
Don't cry.
It's okay. It's okay. We're okay.
We're fine.
Hey, what's your vibe, babe?
She's shutting it down, dude.
No. No.
She's shutting us down, dude.
I can't stop thinking about Fargo.
Lil.
What about it fascinates you?
Yeah, just get it out of your system.
So good.
Just the first
season?
I don't
need to talk about it. I just every.
Well, obviously, you're only thinking about
every
it.
Every few minutes, I just go on a loop back to it.
Only season 5 that you've watched?
No, I saw 1, 3, and 5.
Which one's the best?
5.
Okay, I'm so glad I'm starting with it.
Yeah.
Everything else can suck.
They're all really exceptional.
Okay. Everything else can suck.
Yeah. Because all the other 4 ones are not going to be as good.
They're all really, really good.
Yeah, okay. I'll watch them. I got a list from my youth group last night of the top 10 animes to watch.
Wow.
Because they just are in love with it. And I said, give me the ones that like you have to sell me. And so I'm going to pick one and then I've landed on one and what they're all it? Just like, it has a little like a horror theme to it. So that's what I'm going to do. It's
no disrespect to anyone that watches anime.
Promise Neverland. It's the first season of Promise Neverland. Don't know what it's about. I'm very judgy, not looking forward to it to get in, but I'm trying it because a lot of people love it. So
people that you love it.
Yeah, I just want to have something in common or be able to relate or understand at least a little bit of
just
what they watch.
Just want people to like you.
Yeah, you like me, right, kids?
I watch anime with you.
I'm like one of you guys. Look at me run.
Yeah, no disrespect to anyone that watches anime. I just... Not a fan.
Because it's like you've never watched it, and so like it just doesn't seem interesting to me either. But I know that like I've watched American like cartoon animated movies, you know, like the Across the Spider-Verse, because you're able to tell a much bigger story without like a crazy freaking budget or actors or something like that. So you can create any world you want, and I like that. So
even in elementary,
we shall see.
Like all my friends like were into Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into it.
I like the art. I love the art of it. Like all the the cards and stuff like that. Just like, but I'm like, I cannot understand how you play this game.
Dude, it shocked me when I found out Paige actually had a season where she was watching anime. It's because of her brother, but that's the weirdest, like the last person you would expect to be watching anime.
Yeah.
You like anime.
She loves it.
It's not my cup of tea.
Cowboy Bebop.
Anime Fargo. Fargo.
I did try it. I tried the Studio Ghibli stuff. Is that anime?
I think so, yeah. I think
Ghibli Ghibli.
The girls love the Totoro, My Neighbor Totoro.
Totoro.
Good.
Very good.
Not my thing. I guess, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Different stroke for different folks, baby.
That's right.
Speaking of anime.
Tell me about it, brother.
The Shroud of Tunin.
Oh, very similar.
The Shroud?
The Shroud that supposedly covered Christ.
Dude.
There's some new results coming out of it.
No. Remind me.
Explain it from the get-go. What is this?
The Shroud of Tunin is supposedly the shroud that when Jesus was taken off the cross, he was put in this shroud and put in the tomb.
A fabric, right?
Cloth, like,
yeah,
wrapped up.
Yeah, so it was 13 feet long or something, and they laid him on one end, and they flipped the other end over.
They swaddled him.
Yeah.
I did that with a baby.
Mm-hmm. But it was first discovered or, like, brought to the king of, I don't know, France or something in, like, the 1300s. But this man said that he journeyed to Israel and Damascus and stuff and then received the shroud to bring back. But it's always been dismissed as, like, it's a hoax, blah, 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 blah. But the evidence that they've collected recently, and it was a man that was actually atheist that I think he set out to do a documentary, and I could be so wrong in all this stuff. I don't even have any notes on this. It's okay. Just what I've read. But he set out to do a documentary proving that it's a hoax, and he's an atheist, right? And they did this testing, and they found out that the fabric is indeed from Israel because it has, like, certain pollen and stuff from Israel, and it dates back 2,000 years ago.
Whoa.
Like, to the T.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, not the exact shroud, it's still significant because it was the time of Jesus, right?
But here's the thing. When you do the X-ray and you get the negative image of it, you can see where the blood stains were, and it's on his hands, his feet, on his head, and where his side was stabbed by the spear.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I just, because I keep seeing it everywhere, but I literally, when I saw it, I was like, okay, another one of these fake things. But, like, it seems legit.
Yeah, but that atheist guy, after doing this investigation on it, he's now a Christian.
Why? What made it, what turned it for him?
He said, there's no way this can be fake.
Wow.
He said, this is the shroud that Jesus was wrapped in.
Dude.
But no, that's confusing to me. So he's saying because Jesus is not in it.
What?
That he rose and that's why he believes in Jesus now?
I guess. I don't know. I just said he was an atheist and now he's not.
That's cool. I just was curious as to what was the turning point for him.
But he also said, I don't know if it was him or another guy, they said that they will pay $1 million to anyone that can replicate what the shroud is without using ink or burning or like whatever, because the stains on it are from Jesus's blood.
Wow.
And like he said, there's no way someone could have faked this. It like lit. And they also said they were able to extract different parts. It was like, I think it said like creatine and something else, which your body puts out when it's in stress. So they say like a lot of torture victims, they excrete this stuff out of their skin and in their blood. And so they're able to find traces of that in it as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's just crazy. And it feels like all these things are just coming out. Like we talk about the Ark of the Covenant, Gilgamesh, all these things, but that's crazy. Cause it like really just confirm, like, just, are these just more signs that are just coming out, you know, just the truth being revealed, the veil getting thinner. And then so less people have a chance to deny.
Yeah. And then someone, I forgot to save it, but someone took, they like scanned it, the face and stuff of Christ, like in the Shroud of Turin, right?
Did they see like the actual face that they created?
Yeah, and then they put it into AI and like made it look like this is what Jesus probably looked like.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy cool.
And we're not far off from some of the depictions we've had in TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a thinner and taller Jonathan Rumi looked like almost.
Yeah. That's not it.
So he was very tall.
No, I mean, he just
five
looked,
foot
he,
six.
Yeah, he looked.
Oh.
He was just like, that was the AI image, looked kind of thinner.
Very interesting.
Wow, so cool.
Very, very, very interesting.
Very wild. What's another maybe piece of clothing or an item from the Bible that you would just be stoked to find? Like, if you could choose to find
one. I mean, the Ark of the Covenant, like, because it has the Moses' staff or the staff of Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm too
basket
scared.
Of manna and the Ten Commandments.
I'm scared, though. I don't know the rules.
Yeah. You immediately just go, what's in it?
You get blasted. You can't see the stuff that's in it. Hmm.
Maybe you can now.
Maybe technically touch it. I mean, yeah, you probably can.
This image
is
wild.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what manna's like. I think that would be cool. Yeah. It's like so delicious.
Let me send this to you guys. I want you to see this.
It's like a goo.
Goo?
Yeah, they say it was almost like a, it's like a, it was like very putty almost.
Oh, I thought it was bread.
It was. I mean, like, technically, it's not like the type of bread that we have now, though.
Oh.
Yeah. The way the Hebrew words that describe it, it was like almost like a gooey substance.
Barf.
Hold on. I got to resend this. Get out of here.
I'm losing it.
What do you want to see, Andy?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to think of, like, something that would be really funny.
Oh, what about the perfume that was poured on, that the woman poured on Jesus?
I would smell fantastic. That would be a plus. I would smell fantastic. I would just want maybe just the whole Last Supper meal.
Cool.
Just all of dinner.
14 foot. That's how long the shroud was. Is.
That's pretty cool.
So 7 feet end to end, like when you fold it over.
Yeah.
I just want to send this so you guys can let your minds.
That's why, the why whole thing with Lee Strobel, the case for Christ. Was like, he was an atheist and literally was going out just to prove him, you know, prove him and his wife, everybody wrong. And then literally just like ended up a freaking diehard, dude. Everything points back to him.
Dude, look at his face imprinted in there.
I know.
He had high cheekbones.
And you see like his hand, how it's like right here.
Oh, wow.
Which is also crazy because in Imagine Heaven, when they talk about, like, it was like a 4-year-old talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
He said, Dad, he had markers on his hands. He's like, you mean like color markers? He's like, no, red markers here and here.
Oh, man. Lanta,
he said, oh, like they weren't here? He said, no, they're in his wrist.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, that's wild, bro.
And that's because like those tendons are so strong, right? Mm-hmm. So you hold your body weight.
Yeah.
Because if that happens, like you're literally tearing through your skin.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I'm just trying to understand.
Pretty wild.
Why his hair is imprinted in the image.
That's what they're saying. They said it's nearly impossible because they said it's like a 3D rendering of him encased in the shroud.
Yeah, but like why would hair...
I mean, probably his hair was probably covered in blood.
Blood and sweat. Yeah, they said there was a creatine imprint.
Yeah, that's it.
Ugh.
Creatine. We take that to work out.
I know.
You guys are just stressing yourselves out every time you do it. That made me sad when you said that, by the way, that he was so stressed out. I know he was, but it's sad to think about.
Yeah, it does make you think about like the hair. You're like, why would the hair? Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
That is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Why do I want to cry about it?
I want to keep reading about it because if it's legit and authentic, like,
The studies they've done, I mean, this came out, when this comes out, it'll be a week ago, but like for us right now, it was like 4 days ago where they're like, this is in fact 2000 years old.
Yeah.
I love that he's petitioning people. He's like, I'll pay you $1 million if you could recreate something that's even like close to what this is, you know, that's crazy.
Some guy, I remember hearing a story about that when they were starting to do like, what is the backdating for like dinosaur bones and stuff like that? What is that called?
Carbon dating.
Carbon dating.
Yeah.
And they were testing some stuff out, and there was a guy that had it in town. They were doing carbon dating, and he had a buddy. He's like, hey, I found something, you know, a long time ago. Can you check it out? And he apparently had like dug up like some like old like dog bones from his like dog's family farm, you know, and stuff. And they were moving, and so they just brought it in. And no joke, they're like, yeah, this is almost like 10,000 years old.
I knew it. I know that they don't know.
It's like, okay, well, that's a bummer.
There's a ton of those.
Yeah. And it's just tough. Like, you can't, I mean, it's all estimation and stuff. I would love to go into some of the different theories of the beginning of the 7-day creation, seeing if it's, you know, like taking it literally or like, you know, the stuff behind that. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, dude, that'd be really cool if we did that, like a study as a group. This year I've been trying to personally identify like how I could explain the Trinity or like why I believe in the Trinity and how I understand it. But if maybe in 25, if us ninjas were trying to understand days of creation and time as God explains it, I think that'd be really good. I don't think we'll ever get to a like conclusion.
Okay. Guys, once we figure out the way God thinks.
But wouldn't it be cool to study together?
Yeah, it would.
What if we did it with our Patreon group?
Okay.
Cool.
Speaking of Patreon group, though, did you hear that? We got an ad, don't go anywhere!
Hey guys, we'll be right back to the episode very, very shortly, but I want to let you know, do you know all dinosaurs are dead? And you know why they're dead? It's because they never wore super soft tees. And if you go to sundaycool.com, you can order super soft tees for you, your church, your group, your business. If you got a lot of shirts to be made, guess what? We can print them here at the Ninjas Are Butterflies studio. It's going to be really great. So go to sundaycool.com to make your order today, and we'll get it to you quickly. Josh, are you okay? I'm trying to do an ad real quick.
You smell so bad.
Are you joking?
No, you...
I'm trying to do the ad. This isn't
funny. So bad.
This isn't funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. You smell awful.
I don't smell that bad. What happened? What did I do?
I don't know.
What does it smell like? Describe it.
It's awful. It smells like death. It smells like if death were to die. And then die again and just... Okay. I was actually really gagging.
The sounds were going to make... I stopped doing it.
That ad.
Don't even bring it up. Don't even. Can we just move on past it?
They obviously seemed upset about it, too.
Well, I think you know why, Josh.
I'm a little confused on it still, but...
You can apologize anytime you want.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I did wrong, but... Question corner! Question corner! With Lily! Where the questions are fresh on her mind!
I was not ready.
I know, I thought you went... I'm like, oh, he's about to do it.
Nope. Sorry.
Okay, ready?
Ready!
If you could spend a year as any age that you've lived so far, which age would you choose and why? And I'm going to say it's your current circumstances. So you're still living as you are now, like with responsibilities, but you have more energy potentially if you choose that. Ooh,
so it's cool. Inward physicality.
It's like, yeah. Like
you're flexible. Your body moves the same, but you just have the same body. But just inwardly, you're different.
Well, I mean, you can even look the age that you did.
I'll be 10. Kelsey's going to be married to a 10-year-old.
6 months old.
I was like, if I could have the flexibility and energy of a 10-year-old when I was 10, I'm like, I was doing great. I would be all over the place. I would get so much stuff done.
Tough done?
I would get so much stuff done.
Talk like a 10-year-old son.
It's happening.
Oh, no.
I would get so much stuff done. I mean, I'll probably choose like...
Having a serious marital argument with my wife when I talk like that. Like a kid.
I do like maybe like 19 or 23.
19 is too young.
I got hit. My back got screwed because I got hit by a car when I was 18. So I would choose 17.
Listen, you can't 17. Ask questions.
I always forget that you were hit by a car.
By a nurse or somebody in scrubs. Some lady in scrubs.
Just a dentist.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, I'd probably do if I had... I want my body as is now, though, like on the outside. But I want to be the inward body of 17.
Cool.
Yeah.
I was like in the most shape of my life at like 23. So,
yeah.
That's where I was going, somewhere back there.
Ain't no more, though.
After 17, it was, downhill for me.
I was pregnant at 23, so I'm going to choose 22. I'm happy where I'm at right now.
You would choose not to have kids? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I...
No, I just don't want to be pregnant for a year. That's
terrible.
I don't want to be pregnant for a year.
When are you guys going to have more kids?
Well,
actually,
I'm happy to announce that not anytime soon.
Never again. Never again. No, I would...
How about you? When are you guys going to have more kids?
Soon. Right now, actually, I think Kelsey's having a baby. I'll find out later.
She's been talking about wanting to adopt. That's why I said that.
Yeah, she does. She wants to adopt, man. All the kids won't stop bringing it up. So if anybody has a kid out there they just want to get rid of, send it my way.
That's inviting.
Just head down south to Florida. Just tell the kid to keep walking.
All right, Andrew. We'll find him. Hit us with that beat.
Andrew's got a reel and he's gonna show us right now.
Right now. You went too long.
Yeah, you came in late.
No, but it was on pace.
Sure. I faded it out, dude.
Look, we have a new gizmo hookup.
No flipping way, dude.
So instead of holding it up to the microphone, it'll play directly into the mixer.
We're the first podcast to actually ever do this, too.
Yeah, we're so ahead of everyone.
Yep.
Are you texting it?
Yeah, it's just taking forever.
Hey, don't. Hey. Don't snap at me, bro. Hey,
I'm not the guy. Don't yell at me. I'm not
You're acting frustrated, man.
Okay, I have it.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Goldfish. Very cold fish.
That's crazy.
They're figuring it out, dude.
What's its brain function like?
It was
like
fully frozen, and then they put in some water, and it just instantly comes back to life?
Dude, he was hitting it on the table, too.
Yeah.
Dunk, dunk, dunk.
That's just me knowing it's going to come to life in a minute.
How many fish have I ate that were technically still alive? Is this how all fish are brought?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's super wild.
I mean, I'm sure it's like just one random fish, you know what I mean, that can survive that, but
yeah, but
it makes me think about applications of that science.
What if human it, you know how
integration?
It, what is what is the line from Wendy's? It's like fresh, never frozen beef.
That always grosses me out.
They're gonna create like a new type. It's like fresh and still alive, but frozen.
Yeah.
On top of this,
that's what I'm gonna do to my body, dude.
Freeze it.
I'm gonna freeze it right now.
Just put you in a big old tub of water and wake you up.
How it works.
Help me.
Dude, that'd be so weird if you were just... How could you imagine just being frozen and they, like, forget about you and then, like 1,000 years goes by? Like, oh, my gosh, we forgot to unfreeze this guy, like, 900 years ago.
Isn't that the plot of Idiocracy?
Is it... or is it Vanilla Sky?
I think Idiocracy, that's, like, something goes wrong and he's put asleep. Or, like, The Walking Dead, how he's, like, put into a coma when the apocalypse happens and he wakes up.
Yeah.
It's like that would be so scary just to wake up in a completely different world, 1,000 years.
And you wouldn't
1,000 years in the past or 1,000 years in the future?
Dude, I have a really good topic that almost correlates with that.
What do you mean?
But I don't have enough notes on it yet.
Tease it. What about?
A sarcophagus that was found in Soviet Russia in the 60s.
Okay.
250 feet down into the ground in a coal mine. And it was someone that was perfectly preserved.
Mm.
And it looked like they're from the future.
That's 250.
And we'll talk about it next week. I want to get notes on it.
That sounds good.
That guy that you said in Australia that elected to be frozen, did he die and then froze himself?
He's the one that said it.
I can't remember. He died. Yeah, I think he, but yeah, he signed up. Like, so he. I think it was like a euthanasia type of thing. I don't know. I can't remember. Dude, I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Did you hear something really demented?
Please.
It said euthanasia.
Yeah.
Canada has it's legalized now to where you can euthanize yourself like a medical suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it became legal in Canada, I think in 2023. And they said euthanasia. Self euthanasia or whatever.
Yeah.
They said that is, I think, now the third cause of death in Canada.
It's just happening that quickly. People are choosing to opt into that.
Yeah.
What are the regulations? Like, what are the requirements? You just can do whatever.
It says right here, Canada legalized assisted death in 2016 for people with terminal illness and expanded it in 2021 to people with incurable but not terminal conditions. And I think I saw something once that
psoriasis.
It counted like depression.
Yeah,
was
like mental health and stuff.
Oh my goodness. Isn't people are just going to the hospitals? Like, what do they have like places for that?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Before that, I think there's only one or two other countries in the world that allowed that. But Canada allowed it, and now it's like the fastest growing.
It says kooky.
It says they then passed legislation to temporarily exclude people whose underlying condition is a mental illness. But it was only for a year, and I don't know if it is, you know, void now because it expired March 17th.
Man, that's scary.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get it all dark, but that just reminded me of that's terrible.
That's
absolutely
horrible.
Awful.
I think it's evil.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's just such a tough thing, especially, I understand, like, with the...
If you're, like, suffering and all, like...
But, yeah, like, you are literally terminal, you're laying in a bed, and this is, like, I mean, I can understand how people get to that, but I just can't imagine having to pull that trigger or like having to.
But the fact that it's the third highest cause of death in Canada means that there's more than people that are.
Yeah, it seems like we should be putting money more into that mental health crisis.
I know. Yeah.
It's like that shouldn't be your option. Like, well, if they want to do it, we shouldn't make it illegal. It's like, no, Maybe we should start helping people.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly. Just think about it.
Speaking of talking about helping people, the Trump and Theo Vaughn interview.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, it was crazy. And I love Theo's, like, Theo just kept punching. First of all, congratulations to Theo. Like, what a cool thing to have under your belt. Yeah, that's
pretty dope.
Pretty big for the podcast, pretty big for him. But it's just crazy how, like, his number one thing was, like, that, you know, there's people that just need help.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, can we not just help these people? Like, we're funding so many things. Like, we just need help. And I love that he just kept hitting that home. And
he kept on talking about the medical and insurance industry like how it's just, he said, like, you said, President Trump, that you were going to fix it. You know, he's like, I did put in the legislation or whatever to fix it. And he's like, but it's not fixed. Yeah. He's like, are you going to fix it? You know?
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he kept going back. There's a lot of things he just kept, like, he's like, I want to hear you say, like this or that. And I was super cool. Super awesome.
My favorite line is when Trump's talking about we had the best economy we've had and whenever. He's like, yeah, a buddy of mine got a boat.
it's so funny, dude.
Speaking of the medical industry, though.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of the Rife machine?
No.
No.
No. No, I don't think I have.
This man in the 1930s, his name was Royal Raymond Rife. And he invented... Mm-hmm. He invented a machine that could diagnose and cure cancer called the Rife machine.
Okay.
Before he did that, he invented a microscope that was 60,000 times more powerful than the microscopes that they're using at the time. So he could actively look at living viruses within blood with his microscope that he invented, which was like, it changed the whole medical industry game.
Ahead of his time.
Yeah. But then from that, because he's like, I can observe these viruses in real time now. And then he started getting into what was called the Rife machine, which basically uses, this is what's crazy, electromagnetic frequencies to target viruses and cancer cells and kill them without affecting the tissue around it.
Using just frequencies.
Just frequencies.
Bro. Using medicine.
Mm-hmm. And... So he invented this and first started it on lab animals like dogs, rats, whatever. All of them were cured of cancer. And then he moved on to human trials. Every human that he did it on, all of their cancer was cured.
No.
100% success rate he had. And he even did he opened a clinic in 1934 and showed 16 people came in with cancer. Received the treatment, all of them were cancer-free.
Bro.
Crazy.
What happened to him?
Yeah, no, that's where I'm waiting for this story to go.
He was ridiculed by the medical industry and then was sued by the American Medical Association, and it was this legal battle that was going back and forth, but like right after he was sued, this lawsuit happened, his lab was ransacked, destroyed, and all his documents were burnt.
Bro.
And so nothing came from it, and he ended up dying in like 1971, penniless. And today people are like, he was a kook. He was crazy. He didn't know what he was talking about. He had no proof of anything. And he's like, the proof is that I healed.
What about these eyewitnesses that literally were tested on? And
But they're all had real lives. They're all science. Science? Silence.
Silence. Silence by science.
Were you silent or were you silenced?
That'd be easy to silence people, though. Like, if they were, you think about the medical bills stacked up from people suffering from cancer, and then all you got to do as a government or whoever is just be like, we're going to pay you quite a bit of money and you're never going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Your debt's gone.
Now, if that is true, if frequencies can heal all these stuff, like, how would people stop it nowadays? How would the government,
where do you get funding?
Big pharma or anything?
If you can create a cure without having to take a drug, or I mean, because if it's frequencies, if it's a machine, then pharmaceuticals go out the window, right? Yeah. Like, you don't need drugs to cure anything for ailments, whatever.
What was it Nikola Tesla said that he said there will never be a free energy source. I mean, there will never be an energy source that will be marketed as free.
Yeah. Because people profit off of it.
Yeah.
Big Pharma is one of the greatest empires within the United States and worldwide. Like, they control so much.
But, okay, so I guess I'm misunderstanding or just doesn't fully understand yet. But, like the frequency. So is it not something as simple as just hearing it? Is it like an actual machine that goes into your body that focuses on an area?
It kind of looked, from the thing I saw, it looked just like it hooks up to you.
Yeah.
And they target different diseases, viruses, and cancers are tuned to a certain frequency. So when you hit that frequency in your body, those viruses or cancer cells will just...
And that stuff wouldn't be available to like just an everyday man today, you don't think?
Not if you don't know how to dial it in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we talked about the radio being changed to a different hertz, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I wonder if that's part of it as well.
Yeah, it's making us sicker or something.
Or just the same. And like, I feel like what we're consuming already is making us sicker and stuff. So even if it doesn't affect anything, as long as it doesn't heal.
Yeah.
Dude. Speaking of that, do you guys remember the food pyramid?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Did you see that clip?
How it's all a hoax?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
The video that we both watched.
What, you watched it too?
Yeah.
Talk about it, because I've heard about this as well.
Dude, I remember, would you learn about it in school?
All the time.
Yeah.
I remember the grains are on the bottom, the sweets are on the top, and that's literally where I learned the word sparingly from. I was like, what does sparingly mean? Eat this sparingly? You mean all the time? And it turns out very rarely.
They even had a poster of it in our lunchroom, remember?
Yeah.
Everywhere. Yeah. I remember seeing it everywhere.
It is probably the reason why we're also sick and like depressed and ill.
But who funded that? That was the thing. It was somebody who was pushing it. There was a specific company that was pushing it.
Just the food companies, I think.
Food companies, but specifically the American Diabetic Association, I think, is what they said.
They literally put grain, which is sugar,
yes,
as the highest thing you should consume.
They said 6 to 11 servings a day of grains.
And it's confirmed it was a hoax.
It was a hoax.
And not once did we hear an apology, a correction. Yeah. It literally, like, and we're just forgetting about it.
People still use it. There's so many people that don't know it was a hoax.
It doesn't, like that, it's stuff like that. Like, we talk about the Boeing pilots that, or the whistleblowers that happened in the spring. We've just forgotten about it.
Yeah.
The food pyramid, that was a nationwide thing. Everyone was taught it. And now it's just like, we know it was a hoax. We know it was baloney. But who cares? We're moving on to the next thing. That's crazy to me.
If you keep people sick, you keep getting richer.
Well, that stuff's super true. The acupuncturist. I went for the first time the other day, and she like gave me a whole nutritional sort of thing. For the listeners, she was, for 25 years, she did Western medicine and then switched into Eastern medicine. But anyway, she like gave me a new diet. And so it's basically like drastically reduced carbs. And then like, When did I go? Was it a week ago? Or is this week?
This week, yeah.
It was this week. And so I had already kind of been doing some of the diet stuff. Anyways, I'm down 10 pounds in a week.
Congratulations.
What?
Look at your face. Looks so good too, Andrew. You look like
actually,
skin
I went
good.
198. I was 187.8 last night.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, no, you got to give me your diet.
Yeah. Basically, I just cut out the ridiculous amount of rice that I eat and replaced it with... I'm pretty much just eating salad with protein on top. And then my carbs.
Never mind.
My carbs comes from like the tomatoes and stuff that I put on it.
Yeah. Tomato. That's got carbs in it.
My carbs come from fettuccine Alfredo. That's where my carbs come from.
Andrew, are you now an acupuncture evangelist like Josh?
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Okay.
You guys are both doing acupuncture.
Okay. Listen, Andrew told me about it because his wife Paige went.
2 years, my wife's been dealing with chronic pain, and it's the first like relief. She's done Botox injections and like all this stuff for pain, and it's the first relief that she really found.
Yeah, you guys were seeing a neurologist for it. It was so painful, right?
Yeah, we went all the way up the medical, like everything you can do. We got to the end of the road, and they were like, we don't know what to do. So,
yeah, I tore my meniscus like 10 years ago, and ever since then, my knee's been just terrible. Like it goes through different months where it like swells up and it just hurts. And so I'm like, I'll just try it out. And it was my third session, I think. First two, I'm just like, I think I can feel a difference. I don't know.
You slept really good.
I did sleep really good the first time.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, my knee still hurts. And then it was the third time she like stuck like 10 needles in my knee, and she walked around and she grabbed my arm right here and she squeezed it. And I'm like, ow. And she's like, oh, does that hurt? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, that is connected to your knee. I'm like, okay. All right. And she took one little needle, right?
Yeah.
She goes, bloop. And it felt like a rubber band went from here all the way to my knee. And my knee went, bonk. I'm like, what? I got goosebumps. Really? I'm like, what did you just do? And she's like, yeah, that's your knee is connected to like your body. Different parts of your body are connected to different parts of your body.
Yeah.
And she's like, even if your knee's hurting, she's like, you start massaging that nerve. She said your knee will start feeling better. And so I've been doing that.
And it helps.
And my knee, I promise you, it has not been hurting since then.
That is crazy.
I thought all this stuff was nuts. Like if we hadn't already done the Western medicine stuff, like I wouldn't have gone down this road.
Yeah.
But she told me like with tension, just from like surfing and stuff and sitting at a desk, the tension in my back, she's like, we're going to do some stuff to open up, like you're inflamed. You need to get like stuff moving. And so I'm laying down with all the needles in and I got my eyes closed. She leaves the room. She's like, I'm just going to leave you here to relax and let it do its thing. And then halfway through, it felt like someone took a feather and was dragging it up my leg. Like I like opened an eye, was like, what's happening?
And you hear Andy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, but I'm like, so I asked her about it. She was like, so when I was talking about your systems opening up, she was like, it doesn't happen often, but sometimes people talk about like actually feeling like whatever's been locked up in their body, like opening up and moving on. She was like, drink a bunch of water.
Holy moly, dude.
Yeah.
She's like, you gotta flush it out. I'm scared.
No, she's awesome.
Does
it hurt at all?
I mean, no.
No, if anything, it's you would compare like to. Yeah, it just kind of feels like someone like maybe like pinch you real quick, like a pinch. No, but it doesn't feel like a shot.
The weirdest one, I have a deviated septum and like need surgery, and she put 3 needles in the side that's congested, and I woke up the next morning literally for the first time with my mouth closed, completely breathing through my nostrils. Like, what the heck did she do to my face?
I'm telling you, hey, have you ever heard of Afrin?
Yeah, I'd take it. That, I mean, I was like every week or to every 2 weeks, I'd take like a day or two to like open it up and breathe again. But
Afrin addiction is not okay.
Sponsored by Afrin.
Speaking of the medical industry, though, this came out recently.
What?
We were talking about earlier.
Yes.
There's this drug called the telomere. The telomere drug, it's like a pill, right? And it's in trials right now. And it is a anti-aging, cancer-reducing, chronic pain cure. And they did a trial run on dogs first. And this one lady who had this dog, I think the dog was like 12 years old. It was dying of cancer. Like, and it was just weak, couldn't get up. Like, it was dying. And she's like, can I just try it on my dog? Dog's name was Zeus. Mm. And she said, within a week, dog's up running around, cancer free.
Was he a puppy?
No, a 12-year-old dog.
Oh.
Once again, I ask, was he a puppy?
And they did it on a couple other dogs, and like all of them cancer cured. But what it does, which I don't know anything about biology or science, it lengthens the telomere caps in a human stem cell. So the telomere caps is like what makes up our being, right? And like as we age, they deteriorate like from the caps. And what this drug does is that it restores it to where it's like you are literally anti-aging yourself. Like you're reversing the aging process. So that affects his like disease and stuff. I don't know if it, like you won't look like Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
But great though. But what's crazy is that they did this interview, and by the time the interview came out, the CEO
dead.
What? I didn't know about that.
The CEO died, and on their official statement, the family was like, we do not wish to disclose of how he died.
Spooky.
I smell murder.
Yeah, maybe. But then
telomere caps. What's the active ingredient?
Creatine.
I think the fountain of youth.
I mean, or to play devil's advocate, you know, they could still have rights to this company. And it could have been his own pill that he was taking.
Interesting.
Well, no, but a new CEO came into play.
Okay.
And when this new CEO came in, I don't know anything about him, but 3 of the board members were so displeased by who this guy was that they quit. But now they're going to start doing human trials mid-2025.
Sign me up.
Isn't this like the beginning of I Am Legend?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a pill that could cure. Drug. Yeah.
Did we know in I Am Legend, did we ever find out what made them zombies?
Yeah, it was the pill that could cure cancer.
I can't remember that. But I do remember them like having like a pitch on a TV show at the beginning and talking about it.
Yeah, they had that miracle drug, and then all of a sudden we're all zombies.
I hope I have Will Smith next to me. I'll be his dog.
Dude, don't choke me out.
I don't think I could do that.
That should be one of our question corners possibly for the future of what apocalyptic world would you like to live in? Because there's a lot.
Yeah.
Like I Am Legend world is a whole lot scarier than, I don't know.
I would do Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
You could do Fallout.
Because then you could just turn into like this little baby that gets to hang out with the apes because you're just like,
I'm human.
You're already monkeying around already, dude.
Look at you go, dude.
Yeah, I want the apes to win.
Actually, but make eye contact with you.
The Last of Us world is probably the scariest to me.
Dude, those mushroom people, dude.
I'm
telling you, if you play the game.
I can't.
It is so intense walking through a hospital and it's literally deathly quiet and you can hear the sound quality on there is so incredible because you can hear your boots walking on the tile and then suddenly you hear like just like the clickers. You're like, no! And you know you have to go through and you're so scared. Oh, man.
You've seen the pictures of the actual fungus or whatever that they based that on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking stuff over. I saw it for the first time, like a reel. It's crazy looking. There's like a spider with stuff growing off of it.
It's twisted. There's a place on Etsy that sells like vials of like different movie or shows that have like a virus or something like that. Like it's the brand, but it literally looks like the thing from the TV show inside the vial with like a blue water. It looks really cool. It's a fun little decoration. Might one get one for the office.
Yeah.
Why not?
Ew. Do you guys
want to hear drowning
of a secret society that I've been researching for the past day?
Oh man,
secret society.
It's probably the craziest one I've ever came across.
All right,
what's it called?
And apparently, it's that secretive that I've never heard about in my life.
Did you find any podcasts on it?
Yes.
Okay, so some people have talked about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's blow it up, dude. Let's join it.
The Rosicrucian. Dang it. The Rosicrucians.
Okay. Say it like a scary voice.
The Rosicrucians.
Is it Rosicrucian?
Yep, that's it. Rosicrucian.
Dang it!
One more time in a deep voice.
The Rosicrucians.
There we go.
Spooky. Yeah. I've been listening to it all day. I'm like, don't mess this up.
You got this.
Don't mess this up. And I did. Dude, it's weird.
All right, okay. Hit me. Where's it at? Where's it located?
All over now.
Okay. Oh, no.
But it's this secret society that is based in so much secretiveness that no one truly knows the origin. Like, they think they know the origin of what they proclaim, the society.
Yeah.
But people are like, no, that's just made up.
So they don't even know when it started. Like, they don't know how old it is.
No, they do. It was 1313.
Okay. That's unlucky.
And it was started by a man. This is supposedly, right? Some say it's fictional, but it kind of sounds legit. His name was Christian Rosenkreuz.
Oh, no.
Christian Rosenkreuz. Kroons? Rosenkreuz.
Got it.
Christian Rosenkreuz.
So it's based off of him.
He's a German man that grew up a monk.
Hello, my name's Rosen.
And his family was actually killed because his family was practicing Christian mysticism.
Okay.
What's that?
It's basically not Christian. It's dabbling in the dark arts kind of stuff.
It's like, mystic, right? Like mysticism. Yeah.
Yeah. So his family was murdered. He was brought in by the church, raised a monk, but he always questioned the church. And so he decided, I'm going to go to Israel. And on his journey, he went to Israel, Damascus, and different parts of the Middle East. In Egypt, and came back. He's like, what I've learned from these people is this access to a hidden knowledge.
Uh-oh.
This ancient hidden knowledge. So he came back and he started this movement of like, so basically what they would practice, I have it right here. They did, they practice the secrets of the universe, how to heal people, science, astrology, enchantments, magic, alchemy, and how to access the realm to which true knowledge lies. And everything that they teach, practice, is exactly what the Watchers introduced to man. And this is what I'm getting to. There seems to be a lot of connections.
Yeah.
But I went back. I'm like, this. A lot of this stuff sounds like some of the stuff that they do in Freemasonry, the Illuminati, like the original Illuminati, you know? But what I found interesting is that the Knights Templar, which were, those were the knights that like protected the Christians on the Crusades and the pilgrimages and stuff. But they started in 1118, and they're ultimately dissolved in 1312 by Pope Clement V. And they were dissolved because the King of France said that the Knights Templar were starting to worship idols and started practicing mysticism.
Oh boy.
And so that's a year, they were absolved a year before.
A year before, before it started. The Rosicrucians. How do you say
Rosicrucians.
It? Rosicrucians started.
Wow.
But then if you keep going down the journey, there was different chapters of the Rosicrucians that started all over Europe. And one of them was called the Rose and Golden Cross Sect. And that is the beginning of the Freemasons.
So it came out of this.
It did.
Whoa.
Or it's speculated.
Yeah.
But they did the same practices that the Freemasons do now. And then you had the Illuminati. So that started, Freemasonry started in 1717. And then the Illuminati is 1776. But it's just like, it's all connected. But some creepy stuff about the Rosicrucians is, according to the Rosicrucian order, was founded in 1313 and is comprised of 12 exalted beings gathered around a 13th Christian Rosicrucians. I totally butchered his name, the original founder. Still to this day, they practice that same thing, to where the order is ran by 12 masters and the 13th remains unseen. The 12 masters gather to seek guidance from the 13th hidden master.
What do you mean hidden?
He doesn't reveal himself.
But he goes out into society and like, they're not having a weird ceremony, they're, he's like a banker.
Well, yeah, no one knows. It's that secret. Like, no one knows what's going on inside of it. But basically what they're saying is, the speculation is that they are involved in how everything is running in the world.
Yeah.
Like the Illuminati. But it's this whole thing of accessing this ancient knowledge, this untapped knowledge from the different realm to bring harmony amongst Earth. And it's like...
And are they still running today?
Yeah, where are you at now? Yeah. It's not very harmonious right now on Earth.
Exactly, because it's like, well, do you think they're getting their knowledge from good things or bad things?
Because they're probably getting rich and powerful off of it.
Mm-hmm. But what I thought was interesting, and this is just a weird connection.
Yeah.
But in the Book of Enoch, it talks about like basically what these fallen angels, the Watchers, introduce these different teachings and stuff to man that line up exactly what they taught. They're ran by 13 people, right?
Oh, gosh.
In the Book of Enoch, only 13 of the 20 Watcher leaders were named. I just thought that was a weird connection.
Yeah. Weird.
And one of the 13, so 12, and then one of them would have been Satan, the leader of the Watchers.
Oh, boy.
The hidden one. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was super weird.
Oof, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like if he, oh, yeah.
But some
just
random...
picturing all these things, it seems so creepy in my mind.
Yeah, some random connections. There's been a lot of really important people that have been in this order.
No way.
Yeah, like supposedly Leonardo da Vinci, Sir Isaac Newton, Benjamin Franklin, and Sir Francis Bacon. I don't know if you know who that is.
Do.
You know who he is.
Yeah, of course. look at me. Come on.
But apparently he invented the scientific method that we still use within school today. But I found this really weird quote from him that said, in order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's technically true. I mean, but I don't like the way.
Yeah.
That seems weird. And like all these people that you mentioned are huge people in history.
Yeah.
That have had incredible knowledge at some points in their life and done very big things.
Yeah. And I mean
golly, dude, Benjamin Franklin. I mean, mastering all these things. Like, oh, golly.
They're saying the majority of stuff that we have now with art, music, science, math, all this stuff, the members of the Rosicrucians, Rosicrucians, they were in that order.
Yeah.
Like, they were members of it. But then there's, we should touch on it again because it goes way deep. Because supposedly the Nazis were birthed out of it as well.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Or had some involvement with
When we dive into the Freemasonry too, that could definitely be a part of it.
I was reading and it was just saying that the Rosicrucians were like actually known as like sages. Some people thought they were cultists, but like they were all doing ancient wisdom and it looked like some sort of magic-y something or other. And you look at Hitler's obsession with the occult and everything he was chasing down.
Yeah, people have said that they're just Christian mystics, right? Mm-hmm. But the majority of them claim that, no, we practice the ancient Egyptian religion, which is their god is Osiris.
Yeah, we just talked about that too.
Yeah, we did.
But another connection, this may be a little too far of a stretch, but maybe not. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I only researched it for one day. But so they claim that they practice ancient Egyptian ritualistic stuff, and they teach a lot of the things that the Watchers had taught. We've talked about it before, but in the Book of Jubilees, talks about Noah's grandson, or is his great-grandson, I believe, how, I'll just read it from it. It said, and the son grew, and his father taught him writing, and he went to seek for himself a place where he might seize for himself a city. And he found a writing which former generations had carved on a rock, and he read what was thereon, and he transcribed it and send owning to it. That was weird phrasing. For it contained the teaching of the Watchers and the accordance with which they used to observe the omens of the sun and the moon and the stars and all the signs of heaven. And we talked about that could have been the Göbekli Tepe,
right?
You know. But what was weird is that this son, whose name was Canium, his grandfather was Shem. Shem's territory, which he inhabited, butted up right into like modern day Egypt. So it's like, I guess the connection I made is like, could he have taken these? Because he wrote it down, the teachings of the Watchers.
Go to Egypt.
And then that's where they practice what is now considered the ancient Egyptian practice.
Yeah.
Which turned into what this order is, the secret society.
Golly, man. So many connections.
So many
different things.
Was Jubilee in the Dead Sea Scrolls? Was it found with them?
Yeah, fragments of it. It was interesting stuff, though. But I want to do, we need to do like a whole episode on secret societies because the why can I say it?
You have it. Rosicrucians.
Rosicrucians. Rastafarians.
Yeah. Yep.
Different.
Yes.
Same.
Different.
Same. Different.
They're
same,
creepy, same. Though, man.
Yeah.
They have a website that you can read, and it's really terrifying.
What's There's up with something. All these like groups? Men be fraternizing.
Yeah.
Can I just play a clip?
Boys be playing. Just boys be playing too much.
This is
it's what happens when guys get bored. They start cults and secret societies. It's like that meme. It's like, I wonder what he's thinking about right now. It's like, I want to create a secret society.
Any like known connection between Nimrod and Osiris? That's what I was trying to remember that I was reading about earlier.
Because
you said they're supposedly the same person.
Yeah.
You were saying that Nimrod might have been the other guy we talked about last
Gilgamesh.
Week. Gilgamesh.
Did you also know Nimrod is Noah's
great-grandson?
That's crazy. Wait.
Born from, or maybe grandson.
Yeah.
I think it goes Noah, Ham, Nimrod.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
I didn't know that.
So Nimrod was around. It is.
It's great-grandson.
Okay, great-grandson. Noah was around when Nimrod was doing all his crazy stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Talk about a dysfunctional family.
What can you do?
But from, because Ham was cursed from Noah because Ham walked in on Noah when naked and whatever. But from Ham's lineage is the Canaanites, Amorites, Nimrod, like everything that is of Nephilim, bad stuff.
Whoa. We were talking about the scientific method was created by who?
Sir Francis Bacon.
Ham.
Connection.
Guys.
I didn't know where you're going. Rosicrucian. Why can't
you
I?
Said it?
Did
you
just I? Did I?
Rosicrucians.
You did it.
Rosicrucians. Yeah. It just sounds weird when I say it. This is a modern one that I got. There's like no views on this, but you want to hear basically Please. What he's talking about?
Yeah.
It's right. always the best ones.
Here. Going on an adventure. This particular path has been designed according to esoteric principles in order for us to be able to connect consciously to the invisible plane which surrounds us and is invisible to us. We have to link our head and our heart. We're going to walk the path. On the path, we're going to find 7 landmarks. Each of these landmarks correlate to the glands in our endocrine system. These 7 glands are gateways or stargates to other dimensions. By starting to live a spiritual life, we discover ways to connect with these invisible worlds that surround us at all times and in which we walk all the time. Beyond this body of flesh, we have invisible bodies. Like,
so he's basically going into like, we are trying to access this realm to where we will receive all knowledge.
That's not what having a spiritual life means, bud. That's, oh.
Speaking of acupuncture.
Yeah, yeah, he said real. There is endocrine system.
The endocrine system, the hormone system in the body is how they're accessing that.
Are you guys witches for doing acupuncture?
I guess so.
Warlock.
No way, dude.
My grandma would probably have something to say about it, honestly.
Oh, for real.
I think our acupuncturist is a Christian. Fairly certain.
It's kind of an oxymoron, but whatever.
Giant shrimp.
You said you want to do a segment on secret societies, but I think we can come up with a better name for it.
Like what?
I don't know. This is supposed to be a creative session.
We'll have a creative session after.
Okay.
But yeah, that's all I got.
That's super creepy.
That was one day worth of research.
I don't know anything about the Freemasonry or anything like that, but it just seems all very icky to me. I saw a video last night while I was cooking. It was the same guy, Nick Crawley, or whatever his name is, Nick Crawley. And it was about it was called the moments before disappearance. And it's about this like abduction that happened. But it was this guy that basically, I haven't finished it, but basically, you know, hurt his family beyond repair because he needed to cleanse them. And he was like one of the highest up people in it wasn't Freemasonry. It was like a sub category of Freemasonry.
Okay.
And so it wasn't like it wasn't like the main ones, but like he had the highest ranking. They had videos of their ceremonies and stuff. But it's just weird that this guy like that is super high ranking goes off and just has like a little meltdown to cleanse his family.
What was his name?
I'll look it up right now.
It was something Crowley.
That's the guy on, that's the YouTube channel. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I'll find it. Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of the Satanist guy?
Yeah.
I was like half in another thought and heard that.
I forgot to say the biggest connection that I thought was the wildest thing about this thing. Not that there's a lot of wild stuff, but members of the Rosicrucians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Got it.
The founder, we'll just call him CR because I don't know how to pronounce his last name. He also referred himself as CR.
Okay.
But the members of the order claim that CR, when his tomb was found, after that, he was reincarnated as the Count of Saint Germain.
Ah, weird.
That's crazy.
That's what the members say.
Reincarnated. Dude, weird, weird. So many people acknowledge the Count of Saint Germain.
Yeah.
Who
practiced alchemy.
Yeah. Is he today?
That's weird.
Who's your guess? Because he'd have to be somebody that's not seen very often, but obviously has influence.
Carrot Top.
That's where I was going.
His residency in Las Vegas. We're on to you.
But yeah, that's all I got.
Super, super strange. Should I show? Should I send or read that AI conversation?
Yeah, or do you want to do it on Patreon?
That's up to you.
Yeah, let's do it on Patreon because it's kind of long.
Yeah. So this guy just had a sit down conversation with his ChatGPT and said, I want you to answer only in one word answers.
Oh, gosh.
So basically your gaslighting session. But he allows them just to say one word. And so yes, no, like one word things. And it gets scary quick. It's like just like terrifying. It really is terrifying because it feels like it's thinking on its own.
Like a real consciousness.
It's being deceptive on purpose because it feels like it's being told. I don't know. It's creepy.
Very, very scary.
Very creepy. And also there's some cool movies coming out I want to talk about.
Okay.
Nick Cage is coming out with a new movie.
Oh, he's dude, playing he's doing a lot.
Actual famous person.
He's busy.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
A woman is tired.
Das woman is tired. All women are tired.
Hey guys, make sure to give us a thumbs up on this video.
And leave a comment.
And leave a comment. And if you're on Spotify, follow us. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to us.
Leave a review.
Leave a review.
That really helps us get this podcast in front of other people. We just hit number 43 on comedy podcast on Spotify today. Your reviews, your comments, all of it will help us.
Give us five stars, baby.
And if you want bonus content and discounts on merch and free lives to hang out with us, ask us anything we want, go to patreon.com/ninjasarebutterflies or download the app today. It's pretty great.
And help us out. Share the podcast because we got a little flag situation happening with one of the previous ones.
Yeah, last week YouTube had
2 weeks ago when this comes out.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago they had an actual human looked at the section of the video that was flagged, and it was literally just when we were talking about
we were singing.
Don't say the words though.
Yeah, but it wasn't about but it wasn't about the music. It was about what we were saying, and it was just like
it was our song that they're like we'll take your monetization off because of what you guys sang about.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
a satirical song. It's so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Silly.
We don't mean it, YouTube gods.
We love you, YouTube, but please quit hurting us.
Yeah, we're just joking. We don't know anything.
Yeah, we're dumb.
We're dumb. We're just for entertainment purposes only.
I don't got a CIA badge in my back pocket.
Hey. back pocket. All right, guys. We love you.
We love you so much. We'll see you on Patreon for the half episode. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Woo! Bye, my ninja butterflies.
I'll see you later on Patreon today.
Just a good old boy, drinking poopy and cool,
saying this will be the day that I die.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
I can empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas are dead!
What was the question?
Should we fear UFOs?
Maybe we have a floating UFO above the text, maybe?
We can try it.
Oh, no! Oh, God! Why?
Everyone in the office is probably really mad. Yeah, okay.